I encourage people to take baby steps and that I foster the you can attitude, that you got this, that I believe in you every step of the way. There is no, I can't do this. There's no negativity. There's no gimmicks and tricks. It's the belief that I have in the women that I work with is very, very strong. And I super support them in their journey, wherever that journey is leading.
Welcome. I'm Dawn Mathis, and this is To Your Greatness. Every day, you give so much of yourself to those you love. Through this podcast, I'll guide you on a journey to reawaken the greatness that lies within you. In each episode, you'll hear incredible stories of transformation from me and my guests that will inspire you to design and manifest a life that is in harmony with your soul's purpose. You are meant to live the life you'd love. Well, hello, everyone. This is Dawn Mathis, and this is To Your Greatness with Dawn Mathis. And today, I have a very special guest for us. But first, I wanted to just kind of do my intro as I usually do. So when we were younger, like before our age got us any perks or what we thought were perks, like dating, getting pierced ears, getting a driver's license, being old enough to vote, being old enough to graduate high school or drink, drive a car. Not necessarily in those orders by any means, but those were milestones for us. And it seemed like it took forever for those things to happen. And then in part two on the Book of Life, the other side of the coin, so to speak, when we're 40, 50 plus, it seems like the milestones come quicker and quicker. And sometimes what happens is we become empty nesters. We're celebrating our 40th, 50th, 60th plus birthdays. And we're like, where did the time go? And then there's the M word, menopause, thrown into the equation. And so... So many times it's like, you've probably seen the little poster of the little chicken who gets hatched out of the egg and he goes, now what? And I would just take that poster and put on the eggshell 50 plus and the little bird coming out looking like bewildered and saying, now what? Because that's kind of how it feels sometimes when we get to 40 or 50 or yours truly being 60 plus, boom. We wonder, oh, dear God, how did I get those wrinkles? And not that they're bad, but we think they are. Where did I get those extra pounds? I don't even know how to eat right. I told my kids how to eat right. And all these things that we've done for other people in our lives and helped grow them and move them forward along their path. And here we are. And it's like, we wonder what happened. So... guess what? It's our time now. And so more than the dreams that you've held for your kids or your nieces and nephews, there's more to life. And it is really your turn. And so today, I have the pleasure of having on our conversation Heike Yates. Heike is a fitness and nutrition coach, and she's helping empty nester moms over 50 thrive during the second half of their life, part two. And so she has a website, and this will all be in the show notes. So don't, especially if you're driving, don't try to write this down. But she has a podcast called Pursue Your Spark. She has a website, HeikeYates.com. And she also has an article on there about ageism in the fitness industry. Boy, how many of us have felt that when we've gone in? And it's very sad. But, you know, we all age, even those young bucks who are at the front counter. So anyway, I don't want to take any more time. I want to put Heike on. Heike, thank you so much for taking time out and joining us today.
Dawn, it's a pleasure. Thanks for inviting me too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So what I would love to start off with is I would like you to tell a little bit about your story, about how you came into this work, because many of the times that when we talk on these podcasts, we talk about the mess becoming the message, or where we started and how we evolved into the successful people we are today, which you definitely are successful and have an awesome website, by the way. So tell us a little bit about how that journey began and where you are now with that.
You know, when people look at somebody like me who's been in the fitness industry for so long and it looks apparently fit from the outside, people assume that we've always been fit. We've always loved exercise. We were busting our booties to do exercise, and we were on the track team, and we were doing all these cool things. But far from that, I was an obese child, to go just a little bit further back, up until my 12 years old, where I lost a ton of weight and started living healthier. But I started with being obese, being very, very overweight as a child, moved then on into a healthier lifestyle, but it was led more by diet after diet. Mm. I can tell you, if you name a diet, I've probably been on.
Oh, wow.
I didn't know how to be healthier. My parents didn't teach that, and that was not their lifestyle. I grew up in Germany, where it's like meat and potato and lots of gravy, and you finish your plate. Mm.
Oh, yeah.
So as I moved away, so I'm living in the United States, so I've been here for 35 years. And when I got pregnant with my first child, which is going to turn 35 this year, wow. I gained 50 pounds. That's an insane amount of weight. And I had no idea how to get rid of that weight. You would have never found me in an exercise class or anything organized fitness. I was like, ooh, yeah, now I'm not digging this. This is not my cup of tea. But when I was so heavy and I couldn't get the weight off, a girlfriend said, come on, come to the local YMCA. They have these dancercise classes and you love dancing. And now they were home with our kids. We can't go out dancing anymore. We don't go dancing. And I was like, okay, I'll check it out. And so we went to the class. I could bring my son to babysitting. So he was stashed for a little while. And it was just so much fun. I would have never thought that I would do grapevines and cha-chas and all kinds of things and have fun doing it. There was weight training and like you brought your own weights and your mat, and the instructor came with a boom box for all of us that are in their 50s and 60s, especially I'm 61 this year, boom box. That was it. There was no fancy sound system and microphones back then. And I just loved it. And my husband was like, you really like it. Why don't you go do it? And I was like, I don't know, I'm just taking the class. But the person who organized the class thought that I moved well, and they hired me to become a teacher.
Oh, wow.
And that already, I was like, I can't do this. Who am I? I'm a nobody. I don't know anything about bodies. I love to dance and love to move, but I don't know anything about this. And I started training, and that's one story that I rarely share with people. I'm deaf on one ear, so I hear music very different than most people. And I was training to teach these classes, and my coach said, I can't hire you. You don't hear the music. And I said, well, what do you mean? I hear the music. She says, you hear the melody. Do you hear the beat? And I said, I don't know what you're talking about. And she said, I can't let you teach because you're not on the beat. And so back then she said, come here, I'll show you. So she took my hand, she put it on the little boom box, and she says, every time you hear the duns, duns, that is the beat. And this literally got me started in a more aerobic capacity to teach classes, to hear the music and actually understand music. And that set me off into the path of, this is great. Let's be a personal trainer. Why not? Then I had my daughter 3 years later, and I was teaching pre-postnatal classes.
Wow.
And so the sky was the limit. I just kept going and going. I was like, this is great. Oh, yeah, I want to learn about Pilates. I want to learn, I taught yoga for 3 years. So to me, everything's interesting. And I check out everything that I can. And that includes, I work with breast cancer survivors. I've developed a holistic practice out of Pilates, strength training, mindset strategies that are good for us women as we get older. So we don't feel like we're beating up our bodies, but still get benefit from the things that we do.
Wow. Well, you have really come a long way from not wanting to do anything and from that 50 pounds that you put on. And I think a lot of women can relate to putting on the weight, and then it's like, it's not easy always to get it off. So, wow. And that's a great story about learning how to adjust. Thank you for sharing that story that you seldom tell, because what it also does is I think it's encouraging for us to know that it's not just, hey, yeah, I can get out there and learn some steps. But if you also have other challenges, you can still do it. And that's what you did. Yeah. So that's great. Well, I noticed on your website, you have some great tools and some of them are complimentary. Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. So would you say that's one of the things that sets you apart from maybe some other fitness wellness coaches is that you allow people to have, to kick the tires, so to speak, to have a taste, if you will, of your style, just so people know before they invest, hey, I resonate with this woman. I think she could help me.
That's definitely one of the two things that I share, the 5 for 50 Kickstarter. If you have no clue where to start, or you've done something in the past and don't know now where to go, or like you mentioned earlier, Dawn, what do I eat now? Yeah. I mean, I fed the kids, there's pizza, and there was, in my house, were a lot of lasagna because everybody was athletic and active. So we had lasagna galore because that was a lot of food feeding a lot of hungry mouths. But it's not ideal for a woman over 50 as our metabolism slows down. And you mentioned the M word in menopause. We need to eat a little bit differently. So the Kickstarter is definitely helping somebody find a direction. But what really sets me apart from other people in the industry is that I encourage people to take baby steps and that I foster the you can attitude, that you got this, that I believe in you every step of the way. There is no, I can't do this. There's no negativity. There's no gimmicks and tricks. It's the belief that I have in the women that I work with is very, very strong. And I super support them in their journey, wherever that journey is leading and or has led them over my 35 years in the industry. And I think you don't see that a lot. It's, we may see too much of I sell you, sell you, sell you, which I have programs too that you can purchase. If you don't, you don't. But I still want to help you. I still want you to be on my social or come through my free offers and see, you know, I learned something. Heike helped me move forward, move past, instilled confidence. And so many women in the past have said, Heike, I can't believe how I feel when I talk to you. I feel you hear me. I feel you are always there to support me. Whether I'm gaining weight instead of losing weight, or I didn't exercise this week because of whatever, but you always have my back. And I think that sets me apart from others in the industry.
That's amazing. So what would you say is the biggest challenge for women who maybe they're not in shape and they've tried a lot of the fad diets and, you know, and have shelves and shelves of all these chemicals and things like that. What do you see most as the, maybe the stumbling block, for women?
Confidence, lack of confidence.
Yeah.
And it's, should I even do this? Am I worthy of this? Am I deserving of actually doing this class, even though I failed all the other 20 programs I did?
Which makes you feel like a failure. And they're not for you. And that's one of the things that I've learned in doing some of the work I'm doing now with a nutrition response testing is, checking out to see if these things that I thought were good for me are actually serving me. And I'm sure they serve some people, but we're not all the same.
Yep. And that makes a big difference because you don't respond the same. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking of somebody that is actually my cousin. My cousin loves to eat and she loves to drink, and there's nothing wrong with that, but she overdoes it a little bit. And currently she has put herself on a new nutrition plan. Let's call it that way. And she eliminates all fats from that diet that she's eating. Has she lost weight? Of course she has. Do the meals look nutritious? Yes, it does. Is it one-sided? Absolutely. Cutting out all fats, even especially good fats, is not healthy in the long run. So when I see those pictures she posts, people feel that, wow, I should be doing this. If you maybe want to kickstart your weight loss, if that is your goal, maybe that's a good kickstarter, but it's not something you keep for life. Not feeding your body the fats it needs to lubricate the joints, to get all your intestines in the right order, let's kind of phrase it that way. And it works for her. I don't know how long it works for her because it's usually about a 30-day little thing, and then she goes back to what she did before.
Yeah.
So, and that's not what I want for women.
Yeah.
For anybody.
With getting a taste of what you have, I was very impressed and intrigued with your introductory programs on the website. So, if a woman decides to, you know, give it a try, what can she expect from just the getting a feel for things? Do you know what I'm saying? The getting a taste for perhaps leading up to signing up on a program with you. What can we expect if we do that?
So you can go two routes. Mm-hmm. You can go to the route of, I'm just want to start. I want to learn how to start something. I want to learn, you know, what exercises can I do without buying too much equipment? How do I get started without feeling overwhelmed with exercises, overwhelmed with meal cooking? Very simple, overwhelmed with just taking on another program. And we know oftentimes we have good intentions. We get that free offer. We put it on our laptop and then it sits there. And then it goes maybe into a folder because it's been sitting there for a while, still unopened. Yeah. I want women to open up those programs that I offer for free and say, okay, Heike is teaching me a little bit of Pilates in the 5 for 50 Kickstarter. She's teaching me how can I get exercise that doesn't hurt my joints. I can start looking at what I'm eating. And creating, just starting a habit of looking at what you might want to do different.
Mm-hmm. Right.
How your approach differs from what you are doing at the moment is one. Then I have a free offer for starting intermittent fasting, which I'm a huge fan and rooting for intermittent fasting. And this is when you say, you know what? I want to eat for my gut health. Especially after menopause, we're dealing with all kinds of crazy intestinal issues. Bloating is just one of them. But you're also dealing with the hormone changes and you crave more carbs and all these things. And so intermittent fasting is not intended, in my opinion, in my interpretation of intermittent fasting, is a diet. Like we oftentimes hear intermittent fasting is related to keto. A diet where you eat all fats and proteins and mostly fats, that is not a healthy lifestyle and this is not sustainable. Will you lose a lot of fat with this or a lot of weight with this process? Absolutely. But pretty much when you stop this way of eating or not eating for that matter, you will gain the weight back. So I teach a form where you start your day and you say, you know what? I may not eat for 3 hours. I don't eat my snack today. Let's see how you feel. And so the intermittent fasting offer is about introducing you to that you don't have to eat all the time. And I am to blame, like many other coaches before. Eat 6 meals a day. If you do not eat your 6 meals, you will be starving and you will have no energy. Quite the opposite is true. Also, as you incorporate intermittent fasting, a lot of those side effects from menopause go away because of the effects of fasting on your gut.
Wow.
So, and you lose body fat and you don't have to be crazed buying crazy foods and cooking elaborate meals. It's the simple tweaks that we make in both of those offers that get you started. It's like, because I want you to be able to do it. I want you to take that baby step and say, all right, I'm just going to drink one more glass of water a day. That's a baby step. Does it amount to anything that you hear on social? Probably not. It's like, just drink an extra glass of water and develop those habits to build on those baby steps, as I like to call them. Grow your health, to grow your strength. You grow your confidence.
I love it. I love it. So I wanted to just switch gears just a little bit about the ageism we're seeing in the health industry. So I was curious about this when I saw your article and read it. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to take a copy of your article with your permission into my gym and just say, you guys need to read this. But one of the things that I was trying to figure out, what can I do? I wanted to do something different. I was an athlete and, I've had some back issues in the last couple of years and then was thrown from a horse, actually a year ago and broke my sacrum in two places. So I'm trying to figure out how to exercise. But right before that happened, for a Christmas present to myself, I went in and got some, and I don't want to be ageist, but she was probably in her mid-20s. And I said, I want to firm up. I'm an athlete. I want to feel like an athlete again. And I want to, you know, lose some of this excess body weight. And she said, I know exactly what you need. We're going to power lift. Deadlift. And I'm like, so I have a history of back issues and have a couple of discs and things. She said, I have a 78-year-old woman that does this. And if you want to be 78 years old and still be able to go from sitting to standing, you're going to do this program. And I was like, I fired her, of course. I used to be a physical therapist years ago, and I just knew that that was the wrong thing. But here she was cajoling me to, like, if you don't power lift, you're not going to be able to sit and stand when you're 80. And so I wanted you to, and some of what you talked about in your article is along those lines. Can you speak to that so that we're armed with something when we go in there and there's these young yahoos like, oh God, here they come. You need to sit down and do exercises on a chair so you don't fall over. Could you speak to that?
Oh yeah. That's the other group, right? Yes. So they either put us in the geriatric chair, or they, as in collectively they, whoever they are, or they push us so hard without knowing our bodies.
Yes, either one.
And can a young woman or man train a much older person? Absolutely. But you need to know what's going on with the body. That's like number one.
Yes.
So don't put us in a chair and have us do chair aerobics because you're thinking, oh, there she is with the gray hair. She's kind of pudgy and she's, you know, she probably isn't. That started, or water aerobics is a very popular way where we get pushed into. And I used to teach water aerobics too, just saying, which is nothing wrong with that.
No.
But it's when you look at the body before you and we're aging much stronger these days, we still have issues. Like you talked about your back. You can't I would not in a million years recommend someone do a deadlift with herniated discs and back issues in a forward flexion that is loaded. That's just crazy talk. Yep. But it's these exercise things or classes that are geared to a younger population that are pushed up on us with the mindset of the CEO. Here, there's somebody who wants to be in charge and they want to be cut and they want to be lean and they want to do this. I mean, I want to be in shape. I don't want to gain more weight or be flabby, which we do anyways because of the hormone changes. But find somebody that listens to you, really listens and doesn't just write stuff down, that they know your health history, that they know your goals, that they have a qualified background. And I just did a podcast on that, hiring the right coach for you. Yes. And what the roles are and what you need to look for. But the preconceived notion of us getting older, having gray hair, not being able to do things, or being like your example, pushed into way harder things because, yeah, we want to be like witches all over the social media. We want to look like our former selves.
Yes.
Which drives me nuts. I don't want to look like my former self. I'm like, I love my body the way it is, but I want to be stronger. I want to be flexible. And I have been dealing with a meniscus tear. So I didn't mention that earlier. I used to be a bodybuilder in my mid-30s. Oh, wow. And I'm a triathlete, and I'm an Ironman triathlete. So I am biking, swimming, and lifting weights and doing Pilates not all the time. That's exaggerated. If somebody says all the time, it's exaggerated. But most days. And so when you think about my body, I miss being as active. I can't run right now, so I'm going through my rehab program to avoid surgery, to get my knee stronger with the right doctor. And today, after this interview, is going to be my first test semi-run to test out my knee. I'm not going down without a fight, but I don't want to be marketed to stuff that is just pure nonsense.
Right. Well, good for you for doing triathlons. I used to do that, but I always felt like I was getting drowned by people swimming over the top of me.
Oh my God.
but that's so fun. The triathletes are so fun. So
cross training.
Yes. So is there a way, I think I saw something on your website, but is there a way for people to work interactively with you in a class online?
So I have different ways people can reach out to me. I still have a brick and mortar, as it's called, studio where I see people in person. Sure. So right now we're in COVID, so we're all wearing masks. We're all COVID compliant still, even though the things are loosening up. So you can work with me in person.
And where's that? Where's that, Heike?
Oh, that's in Silver Spring, Maryland.
Oh, dang. Okay. What's the next best thing?
The next best thing is you go on Zoom with me. If you want to just me, you go on Zoom and I provide the very same service as if I would be right there. Now, many people think because it's online, it's not as good. Somebody just said this to me. He's like, oh, you know, training with somebody online, I don't know. And I said, all right, let's clarify this. It depends on your coach. If you have a coach, like we said, that's attentive, is listening, pays attention, is not sitting there playing on their phones, or just kind of gives you the same boring workout, then you found the right person. My clients say that they feel like I'm right next to them, no matter where they are in the world.
That's wonderful.
And that means a lot to me. So that will be an option if you want just me. If you said, you know, I want a small group. Is there something that you do maybe in a small group? Yes. I have two different programs. One is a self-paced 7-day mini course. And the other one is a 6-week longer course where you work with me once a week in a group setting for any woman that's signed up for the course at that time. And we talk about intermittent fasting and strength training and exercises and Pilates and mindset strategy and confidence. And so that is a 6-week program where you at least get part of me, because I always say there's so many women I'd love to help and reach out, but I only have one 8 a.m. slot.
Right.
So this is a more broader way of training with me. Still, you have like access to me. You are in the Facebook group. You can email me. You are coming live with me on Zoom call once a week during those 6 weeks that you're training with me.
That's wonderful. And all that information is on your website, yes?
Yep.
At HaikaYates.com. Well, gosh, Haika, I could just talk to you all afternoon, but I know you have you probably have to go do a brick or something, you know, training for your triathlon or oh no, you're gonna try out that knee of yours. So
yes.
So I'm holding for you that the knee is gonna be like, well, it's about darn time you started running with me again. That's what I'm holding for you this afternoon. And I just want to thank you so much for being on here with us. And like I said, we will have your podcast information, your website, and I believe they will have your article on in the show notes so that people can get that and can find you. And I'm probably going to be one of your peeps fairly soon. So thank you so very much, Haika Yates. So appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. My pleasure. Absolutely.
Great. All right, everyone. Well, jump on the show notes and get with Haika. Maybe I'll be in a class with you. Who knows? Anyway, this is Dawn Mathis. This is To Your Greatness. And we'll see you next time. Take care, everybody. Stay safe and healthy. Thank you for joining me on To Your Greatness. If you're inspired by what you heard and are ready to take a deeper dive into your own life's purpose, I'd love to offer you a complimentary life reflection session. In this session, I'll help you get clearer about what's been holding you back and how you can rediscover the greatness that lies within you. If this is something you would love, I invite you to head to my website, toyourgreatness.net, where you can take the first step in this journey. Spots are limited, so claim yours today. You are so much more than what you do for others. I believe there is a dream inside you just waiting to be fulfilled. If you agree, I invite you to take that first step and visit www.toyourgreatness.net right now. I can't wait to meet with you. My name is Dawn Mathis, and this is To Your Greatness. Remember, your greatness lies within you. See you next time. And if you enjoyed today's episode, I invite you to subscribe and keep listening. Remember to like, share, and review this podcast to help other listeners like you find their way to this heart-centered community. Thank you so much.